There are now about 50 state parks or recreation areas and 42 state trails. It's been about a dozen years since the DNR updated its statewide plan for the park system. Parks and Trails Director Bill Morrissey says during that time, demand has grown.
Our campgrounds are generally full on weekends, and frankly, we're turning a lot of folks away. We're finding, I think, that more people are moving to the cities, and you know, when they get into those kinds of crowded conditions, they like to have a nice place to get away.
Morrissey also says more Wisconsin residents seem to be vacationing closer to home and are choosing state facilities. People who come to a series of DNR town hall meetings will receive a 10-question survey about the parks. Morrissey says the questionnaire will ask about land acquisition, financing, access, and other issues. He says state lawmakers are maintaining funding for basic services at the parks, but Morrissey says as people want more activities and comforts, some parks friends groups are starting to feel a little stretched.
They're starting to ask the question, you know, what is the role of the state? It's been put to me at several meetings now that I've had. It seems like the more we do as a friends group, the less the state is doing.
The DNR hopes to have a draft strategic plan ready by next spring. The first town hall meeting on the park system is tonight in Mosinee, with other sessions scheduled for seven other cities over the next 6 weeks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.